This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. In this episode of Hustleberg, I have the good fortune of speaking with Krista Schmidt from St. Petersburg on Dr. Martin Luther King Street North here in St. Petersburg. You can find them online at stpetersburg.com. And if you're shopping online, you can actually get their natural pet market supplies at shop.stpetersburg.com. So, Krista, what is it about natural pet food and the health of our pets? Why is it that that's the business that you're in?
So, you know the saying, you are what you eat. I believe that is true, not just for us, but all of our pets as well. So I think, as you know, a lot of people become more aware of what they're putting in their bodies, they want to pass that along to their dogs and cats as well. So we get a lot of people that are coming into the store, you know, looking for better ingredients, better sourcing, known places where things are manufactured. So seeking out stuff that's USA made or maybe Canadian made. So wanting something high quality for their pets versus just feeding something from Publix that says dog food on it.
Or Old Roy from Walmart.
Yes, exactly. So that's the biggest thing. And then I also really think that people love the community aspect of small businesses. They love being able to walk into a place like St. Petersburg with a really tough question that they're frustrated that they can't get answered from maybe their vet or a friend or something like that. And they come in and we're just able to help them. And they just feel this amazing vibe and this connection with us that really draws them into a small place like this that they can't get from Chewy or PetSmart or Petco, places like that.
So who is it that you're kind of targeting to be your ideal customer? Have you kind of built that customer profile?
Yeah, we've got a few different customer profiles. The biggest clientele that we would have are the people that are as obsessed with their health as they are with their pet's health. So those people, you know, the folks that shop at, you know, Whole Foods or in our case, you know, Rollin' Oats down the street. And then we do have budget friendly stuff for folks too. So somebody that does want something that is, you know, natural and healthier than something that they might find at the grocery store, we also cater to those folks as well, because we've got loyalty programs and frequent buyer and all that good stuff.
And it's not just pet food that you guys offer at St. Petersburg. There's more to it than that. What are the other things that you sell besides the healthier options for pet food?
Sure. So we have a really awesome treat section where we rotate a lot of treats from different independent vendors. So a lot of the brands that you find in my store and the other independent stores, independent pet stores out there, we carry brands that you can't find at, you know, PetSmart and Petco, those types of places. So we're always looking for something new. We're always looking for something maybe from a local vendor. So we've got really good treats and chews. We have some awesome collars, leashes, bow ties, bandanas from some independent makers, and a really cute toy section that we're trying to rotate as well.
So how did you get started in this particular field? Was it something that you've always been interested in and
it kind of manifested in the store, or was there something that you were doing before that kind of pushed you in this direction?
So, I love answering this question. I always wanted to own my own business. What that was, I have no idea for a very long time. So I have a thousand million bajillion ideas from the time I was, you know, in college all the way through thinking of the St. Petersburg idea. So that's probably a decade of just stewing and thinking about what I wanted to do. So I'm obviously obsessed with my pets, and I am very obsessed with health and nutrition and how that affects the body, how that can really heal and improve your livelihood. So I think the marriage of those two passions and really wanting to own my own business led me down the path of opening up St. Petersburg. So I actually graduated from Georgia Tech in 2008 with a business degree, but my path there was more operations and IT related. So I actually was a software consultant for years before I opened up my store. So I gained a lot of customer experience from that and inventory management and a lot of the supply chain stuff that I was able to apply from my consulting jobs over to St. Petersburg. So that's kind of the industry experience I had there, but I had no pet experience before I did St. Petersburg.
Now, did you have anyone or anything that helped you to build what St. Petersburg has become? Was there something that you're using as a resource to, I mean, obviously you differentiate yourself from a Petco or a PetSmart or people that sell direct to consumer online. What is it that kind of helped you develop the system and really the business for St. Petersburg?
Sure. So again, I really leaned into a lot of my supply chain and software experience on building processes and things that we use even today. But from an industry perspective, my dad actually worked for one of the early distributors that provided pet food to independent pet stores. So, yeah, never in a million years did I think he and I would be in the same industry. But once I figured out that St. Petersburg was what I wanted to do, I leaned very heavily on my dad to help me with all of the industry-specific stuff. So I am not only lucky, but so grateful for that, because I know it gave us a leg up once we opened our doors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm somebody who finds that it isn't necessarily a failure when you don't succeed. I look at it as more of a lesson that you learn with regard to what you're doing. What is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far as you have launched and built St. Petersburg here in St. Petersburg?
Sure. So the most important thing that I learned through doing all of this was actually how to be a boss and a manager. When I was a software consultant, you know, I was very entry level. I didn't have the opportunity to manage anybody. I was able to mentor and train other consultants, but I was never in charge of anybody in any of my jobs before. So that was not only the biggest lesson I learned, but the most terrifying thing for me to learn, to actually go through and learn and build our processes around, you know, hiring and coaching and, you know, doing what I call checkpoints, which are basically reviews, and figuring all of that out. So it was also very cool because I came into it completely blind. So I got this opportunity to build my workforce culture and be the boss that I want to be with no preconceived notions.
So that actually is very similar to my story when it comes to leadership. I had no idea what I was doing when I first was managing people and figured out that it isn't necessarily about being able to do the job the best. It's more about inspiring others to be so focused on your goal that they are able to figure it out and you're just leading them toward that goal.
Yes. And it's just turned into this beautiful, amazing thing of these people that, you know, come to work for me. You think, oh, it's just a retail job. And one of my favorite things to do is build people up. And if they want to be with me long term, okay, let's figure out where you fit into this whole system. Do you love marketing? Okay, let's get you learning all of our social media ins and outs. Let's teach you some of the website stuff. Let's get you in contact with our digital marketing team. Or if you want to learn more of the ops stuff, let me build you up from learning all of our inventory systems and that kind of thing. So I absolutely love, you know, teaching, coaching, enabling my staff to be whatever they want to be at what would otherwise just be considered a regular old retail job. And even if somebody doesn't want to be with me long-term, it's like, okay, well, let me talk to you and figure out how we can get things put on your resume. So let's do meaningful work together. And because I trust you, because I know that everybody that works for me is super smart, it's a two-way street. We can really work together on building up my employees. Like you said, it's inspiring not only to me, but inspiring them to just do the best that they can do in our space.
So you mentioned a little bit about some of the things that you do to market to the St. Pete pet community specifically. How is it that you are building your brand to serve what is a very vibrant pet community here in St. Pete? You know, we have a lot of restaurants and businesses that are especially dog friendly. We just recently had the Kitty Cafe Sunshine just open up. So how is it that you're marketing to such a diverse but also unique pet community here when so much is focused on tourism?
Sure. That is a very good question. And I would also add it's very saturated as well. Because online and the direct to consumer, all that stuff. So for us, it's like I mentioned in the answer to the first question, the biggest thing for us in building our community and how we serve the pets here is our customer experience. So every single person that comes in the door is greeted the exact same as the person behind them. And every single person that throws a really tough question at us, it's not, I don't know. It's, I don't know, let me write it down and let me get back with you. Because not only are we helping them solve their problems, but we're learning from that. I think creating that community aspect that people love to come back to is key because that creates that word of mouth. So it may be the slowest way for us to grow with the word of mouth, but I think it's the most meaningful and impactful and sustainable way that we actually grow. I mean, and of course, other than that, we do all that, you know, tangible stuff of social media and digital ads and updating our Google My Business, supporting other local businesses with offering their goods and services, doing donations, charity work, that kind of thing, and providing like blogs and vlogs, things like that to the community.
So you definitely found your niche within the pet community. And I imagine that you guys have a lot of awesome things that you're able to work with others on. What are some of the most inspiring things that you've worked on thus far that you can share?
Yeah, so we've done a ton of stuff over the years in terms of donations and charity work and things like that. So this year, one of the coolest things that we did was the Grassroots Cava House had a free pet pantry. For those impacted by, you know, being unemployed in the beginning of COVID. So we were one of the huge, huge donors for that. And we had so many people message us and or come back into the store once, you know, they were rehired saying, oh, my God, thank you so much for doing that. We really needed that food. It was just so meaningful for you to, you know, provide that to the community. So that was a huge thing. And then, of course, just being able to provide jobs to the community in general and creating a really amazing work is something that is super inspiring to me. So I would say it's both a mixture of getting to create an awesome workplace and provide jobs as well as, you know, provide donations and things like that for those in need.
So currently you're operating St. Peter's Bark at a certain level. And of course, we've seen with COVID, a lot of people's goals and the track that they're on have kind of been diverted. We won't say derailed, but they've been a little bit diverted. But you're currently here. Where is it that you want to take St. Peter's Bark? And what is it that you're doing to make that happen?
Sure. So eventually, I would really love to expand in whatever way makes sense. So either a larger location or possibly a second location. And like you mentioned with COVID, it really just depends on when things start to settle down, when we would start to pursue that. I really want to, at the beginning of this year, I was working on building more business to business relationships. And so I want to get back to doing that since I was so focused on just adapting to COVID and implementing our e-commerce and things like that for a big show this year. Yeah. So I definitely need to get back into building our relationships. I really want to get somebody salaried and have them be a manager of the store. And I'm well on my way to doing that with Alexis.
Awesome.
So, yeah, she's awesome. Everybody's awesome, actually. So I want to continue to grow our e-commerce with both the local delivery and the curbside pickup. So we've got some digital ads running for that, but I really want to start growing that. And then just long-term continue to fulfill our mission of being this place of community and providing knowledge to our customers. I would love to have more seminars presented by us other local vendors, such as trainers, that kind of thing. So many, many things are in my brain all of the time. It's just a matter of time before I can actually execute those.
Now, you're probably a little bit further along than some of the solopreneurs that we've had on previously. How much would you say that you're working in the business versus on the business?
So recently, I would say this year, I finally got down to about 70% working on the business and 30% working in the business. Of course, that ebbs and flows with what's going on, just like everything else in life. But it's been a very nice, happy spot. So I have the front of the house is largely run by everybody I've got on my staff, and they just do such an amazing job. And they fulfill our mission every single day. So it's great to finally be able to do a lot of like marketing and growth and that kind of stuff.
So is there anything that you're reading, watching, or listening to that's there to help guide you as you build toward potentially that larger location or a second location?
So from an industry perspective, I pay attention to a lot of natural pet news sources, blogs, magazines, that kind of stuff. I go to at least one industry trade show each year. And then I'll try to attend some sort of like knowledge-based seminar each year too. And then in general, I'm a big, huge Seth Godin fan. So awesome. I eat up all of his blogs. I've attended two of his seminars. So I absolutely love him. I actually sent him an email before I opened up St. Peter's Bar. And I was like, here's what I'm doing. You don't even know me, but I consider you a mentor from afar. And I told him everything. I was like, thank you. And he replied. And he said, that is so awesome, Krista. Go make your ruckus. And which, if you are a Seth Godin fan, that's like his tagline. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I follow him. I love him. I think he's amazing. From becoming a really good boss perspective, or trying to learning to anyway, Claire Liu, who runs Know Your Team, she's got a great blog, really good suggestions. I really love following her a lot.
Now, do you listen to Akimbo, Seth Godin's podcast?
I haven't done that yet, no. I need
It's so good. Just the ability that he has to take some of the ideas that are easily implementable by so many of us. And he actually ends the podcast with "Now go make a ruckus." So that was kind of what prompted my asking. So I can kind of tell from the accent that you are not native to St. Pete. So give us a little bit of background. Where are you from originally, and kind of what's that trek to get here?
Sure. So I am originally from Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin. So go Packers. And when I was a teenager, we moved down to Atlanta, Georgia, where I went to Georgia Tech. And I attended high school and all that kind of stuff. I met my husband from college, and we wanted to move to Florida. He's actually a Florida native. So in 2012, we drove around the state city shopping, and we hit up a bunch of different cities and just weren't feeling it. We roll into St. Pete, and I don't know what it was. There's just this vibe here. It just seems so small business friendly, and there were dogs everywhere. And again, this was back in 2012. So it just really connected with us. And so we ended up moving here, and we've just watched this city grow and flourish, and it's just been amazing.
Yeah, I love the term that you use there, city shopping. We're recent transplants to St. Pete. I definitely don't see us going anywhere anytime soon. And yeah, it's very, it's hard to quantify, but there is a vibe about the city and about Pinellas in general, just kind of this side of the bay. It feels very different from any other part of Florida I've ever been to, and different from a lot of cities that I've lived in or near.
Yep, same, same, same. I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, me too. Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
Sure. So my favorite thing to do is to go to all of the brand new restaurants in this city. There have been so many amazing things that have popped up. Obviously, with COVID, we've been doing that much less. But I love going to all the new restaurants. Like this tonight, we're actually going to the new Urban Stillhouse.
Yes, that place looks awesome.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And other than that, we are getting my husband and I are getting into urban gardening, and I tell you, raising dogs is way easier than doing any gardening. We have like half the yard is dead right now, but it's a learning experience. We've only been doing this for about 2 years, but we really want to get to the point where we're eating a lot of the things out of our own backyard. So focusing on that and learning from some of the local farmers and stuff like that around here. And then I do a lot of weightlifting. Our garage, we turned into a gym. So I do a lot of weightlifting. I just did that before we did this podcast. And then we live really close to Coffee Pot. So we're always like walking and enjoying, you know, the parks and the scenery and the kayaking and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Now, I understand next month, October 9th through the 11th, you have a customer appreciation event. Tell us a little bit about that and what all of that entails.
Sure. So Barktoberfest is the name. This is our annual customer appreciation event. Thank you. It will be this year from October 9th through the 11th. And typically it's a one-day event, but obviously because of COVID, we want to cut down on the crowds. So this event will be moved to not only as an in-store option, but we'll have everything virtual. So all of the raffles and goodie bags and other swag that we'll have available typically during our on-site event will now be available online. And then every dollar that we raise from this event will be given directly to Shelter Dogs with Jobs. So this is a local rescue that places working dogs with people that need them. So it's really cool. And they were a beneficiary, I want to say, 2 years ago. So we're really hoping to up our donation this year. But it's a great event. Store-wide sale. We'll do virtual vendor highlights and that kind of stuff. We've got our local nail trim person coming on Saturday to provide nail trims for folks. So we're super stoked. It is the least we can do to say thank you to everybody that has been unbelievably supportive this year.
And I'll make sure to note, if you have a link to that, it'll definitely be in the show notes. Cool. For those of you who see this at beyondyoursidehustle.com. Or it won't be clickable if you're in Apple Podcasts or the like, but the information itself will be there. Are there any other upcoming events or activities that you're participating in or are spearheading?
Not currently. Again, because of COVID, we've really had to limit our participation, but we do have monthly and weekly things going on. Every Saturday, we've got local... we have nail trims provided by a local vendor called Positive Nail Care. We have a low-cost vaccine clinic each month. We have anesthesia-free dental clinics each quarter, and all of this is on our website. And then we also offer monthly promotions, which can be found on our website too.
Very cool. Go ahead and give people that website and any social media handles that you have so that they can find out more about St. Peter's Bark.
All right. So our website is stpetersbark.com. And then both our Facebook and Instagram handles are at St. Peter's Bark.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Krista. It has been a pleasure talking with you this morning about St. Peter's Bark.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.